those people that say, my Ahanulon Rabbonon, what do the Rabbonon, what do those people who are sitting and learning give us? But they're learning, very nice, they're learning Chayyirah Shemiksav, Lididhu Kohu, they're reading Chayyirah Shemiksav for their own pleasure. Lididhu Toni, they're learning Chayyirah Shemapeh, it's for themselves. But what do I get from that person who's sitting and learning? Such a person, Eilai Chelek Leilam Abba. And I saw, and Rabbi Saul Salat, the name of Rabbi Saul Salat, a fantastic kasha, I don't know why I didn't think of it myself. That, you know, it says, I can understand, somebody says, Eitikis HaMesim Min HaTorah, he doesn't believe in the future, his Eilai Chelek Leilam Abba makes a lot of sense. Somebody says, Torah is not divine, he's got no connection to us. Eilai Chelek Leilam Abba. But somebody who says, Maya Hanalon Gabon. Now, if you look at it, it doesn't say, Yamachal Shabbos Eilai Chelek Leilam Abba. It doesn't even say somebody who's a low life, a manuvel. That's all to us. Doesn't say Eilechei Lemabo. Doesn't say that. Holy Scholar Lemabo. What does it say? Somebody says, Maya Hanelon Rabbonon. If he's a Rosh Hashiva, he gives him a lot of comfort because he teaches. He helps us. If he's a Rav, he gives us halachas, he guides us. He'll be Mechabadim. The Yid is Shema Shabbos. Shema Kolatei Kula. Keeping all of the in it. Keeping everything. Not only that, he respects the Rabbonim, he respects the Rosh Hashimas. But what is he criticizing? My Hanalon Rabbonim, those Rabbonim were sitting and learning for themselves. Lididhu Koru, they learned Torah Shemiksav for themselves. Lididhu Tonu. They aren't teachers. They aren't guiding. They're just sitting and learning. What do I have out of them? That's his own Avega. What does he help me? I don't benefit from it. He has no portion in the world to come. I mean, what's wrong? Gives Stocker, keeps Shabbos, keeps Kedusha, respects those who teach. There's only one thing. What have I got from Yemen sitting and learning over there? And yet, all the other Bali Avelus, Bali Taivus, Yeshem Chelek Leilam Abba. What's Pshat? A Pele de Kazach. Most strange Mishnah. So he said Pshat like this. That there's a Chazal thing on the Pasuk Odom Omar Yulad. That a person, all the effort that he puts in this world, that all the effort that he puts in this world in Maisa Mitzvahs, Chazal tell us, cannot repay to the Ribbono Shelom for all that the Ribbono Shelom gives us. Ribbono Shelom gives us life, gives us a house to live in, food to eat, air to breathe, family. Ribbono Shelom looks after us, something phenomenal. So much chesed. All the Maisa Mitzvahs that we do doesn't pay back for the food that we put out into our mouths. As a Yidor HaKazal, we can never repay the Ribbono Shelom. Said the Rebbe Saul, if so, there's a massive problem. But before he saw the Chazal, he said, I imagine, we're in this world all in the export business. What do we mean in the export business? We do Maisa Mitzvahs, we daven, we learn, hey, Shishi, Kameyetim, the Torah, do Maisa Chasodim, with the hope that we are exporting these mitzvahs for our eternal palace in Olam Haba. Okay, here may be difficult when we do mitzvahs, we find various hardships in life, but we hope that we'll one day be repaid in Olam Haba, and we're building up our houses, our eternal palace, and therefore we do Maisa Mitzvahs and exporting them. But now that we've seen a chazal, that everything we do doesn't repay for the chasodim we are receiving in this world. So we come to Eilam HaEmes, we've got nothing. Because what I've done, mitzvahs, nice and tovim, thank you. Ibn Shah says back, well, I fed you, I gave you a family, I gave you a parnasa, gave you life. So how can we get out of my box? We never repay for what we've already received. We've already received our full hour mitzvahs. Elamai, the answer is, based on the Gemara in Tarnis of Dalud, where the Gemara says, Paskein Yoitzis, Paskein Yoitzis every day. Kala Oilom Nizam Bishvil Chanina Bani. The whole world is being fed in the merit of Chanina Bani. Uchanina Bani lives a very sparse life. Dailoi, sufficient for him, Kav Charuvim, Me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, a small measure of cherubs. That is how he sustains himself from week to week. You go to Chanina, who's living in great poverty, sitting and learning, sitting and learning, sitting and learning. He doesn't have much Olam Hazeh. He doesn't spend any money on any luxuries. He doesn't have it even to spend on luxuries. He suffices himself with a kav charuvin, a measure of carob from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. V'chol ha'olam nizam, and we are all fed in his zichus. V'chol ha'olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni. Well, if we are all fed in the zichus of chanina, that means we're using, put it in today's terms, we are living when we have something to eat, when we go out to eat something, we have a bed to sleep in, we have a house to live in. You know who's paying for it? It's on the credit card of Chanina. We're paying on the credit card of Chanina, so my Maisa Mitzvah's coming to Shishi to learn, we'll go on, I'll export it from Eilam HaEmes. Says Rabbi Saul Salanta, Pshat in the Mishnah. Beautiful Pshat in the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Saul Salanta, that yes, somebody ain't Chis HaMeisim in HaTorah, ain't a Chis HaMeisim, a terrible person doesn't believe in Chis HaMeisim. He isn't so Chis HaMeisim. Somebody who says Torah Lam and Hashemayim doesn't deserve Olam Haba. Punish him. They'll get Olam Haba. Somebody who says, Maya Hanalon Rabbonon, what do I get out of those rabbis? I mean, he doesn't appreciate that our sustenance comes from those people who are sitting and learning, from those chaninas. He doesn't appreciate that when he can have a house to go into, that when he has food to eat, comes from the chanina. So what did he say? So, and what are you sustaining yourself? On your own credit card. So Eni Chedek Mabot, not a punishment, because he said that he's getting punished, Eni Chedek Mabot. It's possible if he doesn't believe in it, he's not eating on chanina's expense. He's eating on his own expense. So come to Eilam HaEmes, you have so many mitzvahs. Yeah, thank you. And the Bezdin Shabbat was saying, and you had such a lovely life. And it's all spent. My friend believed he was using Kanina's credit card. But you're saying he didn't help you at all. My analogy abonum. So therefore, Eilam HaEmes claim I bought. It's not an Eilish. But it's just, look, if you say you live on your own expenses, there's nothing left. Because it's not dying for Masha to Omil to pay back for the liberation. That is Pshat the Mishnah, and that's how your person and I understood through that the bracha that we say every day in Shemini Esrei, that Ala Tzadikim, we say the same Sochar Toiv, the Chalabaitkim Bishim Chabamas. But as you give good reward to all those who trust in Hashem. Then we continue. And our portion should be with them. And I thought myself, you know, there's something, a phenomenal bracha. I don't know why we don't say that even somebody should say, you know what? I'm not ashamed of Shabbos. So-and-so's ashamed of Shabbos. I let Tzadikim ashamed of Shabbos. I'm not ashamed of Shabbos. Simcha Kenu Moimash, you get this car of ashamed of Shabbos. What have you got to do with this car of ashamed of Shabbos? You're not ashamed of Shabbos. Here we say, so in this bracha, that say Socha Toiv to the Beiteach, Chabaitke Mishimcha Be'emes, give Schar to those who trust in you wholeheartedly, Be'emes. Simcha Kenu, put our Chalik with them, we should get their portion. Thank you very much. Why, if we are Beiteach, we should get it in our own right. If we're not a Beiteach, how can we ask for it? Have I got a right to ask for Bina? I'm not a Beiteach, to ask for the Schar of a Beiteach. What's going on? And I understood after I saw that, the Pshat is like this every day when we say it. We say Zogatoiv, the Chalabaitkin Shibamis. those Chaninas who rely on you and sit themselves aside to learn, say Sokotayin Chalabaitim Shigabas. And even if I'm not on that level, but I trust that they're helping me, V'simcha Keinuem La'olam, in the Olam O'emes, give me a chelik with them, because I feel that I was using this world on their credit. I valued their Torah. So that was given them, V'loi Neivosh, and therefore we won't be embarrassed. Because we have a sky, we have a palace to live in Olam Abba. Because we were living, because we were maimin, that it's in their zechus that we are eating. That's for simcha keinu, ma'am. La'olam, la'nevesh. And we'll never be embarrassed. Ki b'chor batach. That is maybe pshat in that bracha. And therefore, coming back to pshat in this pasuk. V'chi savoyu ala oretz. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, v'natata b'kol eitz macha. Definitely, in simple pshat, the pasuk means a regular fruit-bearing tree, and the mitzvah of Allah. Chazal, as we said, Dash in the Italian Kodesh in his own right, that the Pasuk is referring to Torah, the Eitz Chayim Lemachazikim. That's what it's referring to. And he said, what's Machal then mean? Machal HaNefesh. And I would like to say that it means like Eitz HaTorah, like the Medrash, and like the Yechai says, and why do they Unatad call Eitz Machal? Because the Torah also gives the Machal. The Torah gives the physical food and the spiritual food. Because who do we live on? The Torah of the Chaninas, of those sitting. So when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Unatata, plant B'nai Torah. And you know what? They are our Eitz Machal. They're not only our Eitz Machal for the Nefesh, they're our Eitz Machal for the Gashmi also. And therefore this Pasuk is most beautiful, Unatata, called Eitz Machal, referring to both the Ruchni, the food, the food for the Nefesh, but at the same time, the food for the physical world. Because there's a discourse atayah that brings both things about. And we might think to ourselves, oh, all very nice, and that's maybe of the great people and their atayah, the chaninas of yesteryear. Maybe today's people are sitting and learning and not sustaining us in the same way. First of all, I think the Gemara says it for every generation. Because the Gemara says, now, if it's only the time of Chanina and these great people, it won't be Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim. But let me share with you. So, I'd say for us today, it's mind-boggling. Reb Chaim Vital was a Talmid of the Arizal. So we're going back many years ago. Time of the Arizal, time of the Baal HaChadoidi. That time, Chaim Vital was a Talmid. And it's all quoted that Reb Chaim Vital said to his Rebbe, the Arizal, that you Rebbe tell me I'm great, I've got such a big, I'm great neshama, I'm a fantastic person. V'sha'alti yoy, said, as the Hedig Arizal, heich hoy oimeli shenafshi imala kol kach. As it's mentioned in the Shah Gilgulim of the Arizal, he mentions how great Reb Chaim Vital's nefesh is. Vare, Reb Chaim Vital said to his Rebbe, Vare kodron shebedeirus urishainim, the smallest person in the earlier generations, hoyot tzadik v'chosid, was both righteous and pious, she'en ani magia likvoy, I don't even come to the heels of the earlier generations. So Rebbe, why are you flattering me and telling me I'm fantastic? And I'm such a great neshama when I know that I don't reach the heels of previous generations. A question that Reb Chaim Vital asked his Rebbe the Arizal. V'yoyma, and the Arizal answered him, Da, you should know. Ki gadlus ha-nefesh, the greatness of a person's nefesh, eino tzaluyo, is not dependent kifi maisa odom, like the act of a person. Like the actions that he does. Rap only kefi azman v'adoirahu. You have to look at the generation. You have to look at what does it look like in the outside world at that time. Ki maisa, this is talking about the time of the Rizal. Ki maisa katan ma'oid v'adoirahu. The smallest action in this generation, generation of the Gizal, Shokul, Kikama Mitzvahs B'nei Yisrael, is worth many, many Mitzvahs of the earlier generations. One Mitzvah, the family of Gizal, is worth many Mitzvahs of the earlier generations. Ki B'nei Yisrael, because in these generations of the Gizal, HaKlipo Geveres Ma'oid Ma'oid, the barriers against Kedusha are so great, Adam Kates, that any Maisa Mitzvah that we do is of great and fantastic value. Great and fantastic value. That is, therefore he said that to the Chaim Vital, Arizal said, you should know, yes, you've got a great Nefesh. Because you are doing Maisa Mitzvahs in this generation, you're fantastic. But I think we've passed many generations since then. And even if we look from maybe some of us, from when we were children till today, what a different world it is. What a doing a marble, I don't mean just the mobile, but what a doing a marble it is in the fuller sense of the word. And how much tumma there is wherever we go. So can you imagine pikamo, pikamo, every bit we learn? So if we've got a chanina sitting and learning, or we ourselves sit and learn on the shishi, and we do start, we do go out, we always got that cheshit, and we go out and we learn, how much is that, how great is its value? And how much Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, Mozrin and Nefesh, Mozrin HaTorah, can that be? How much it can give us? That's phenomenal! Even that generation is. So we've got no idea of the gadlus and Nefesh of every one of ourselves. If we go against the general tide, and we do sit and learn, we do a Maisa Mitzvah, the value of each one, what it must be. Ever conclude by showing me the Maisa I heard from a Yit. Pre-war, in Eastern Europe, there were plenty of yeshivas. But from Western Europe, very few people sent their children to the big yeshivas. I heard from a certain family in Switzerland who they did send their children to learn in Mir. And one of the boys said over, no, one boy, but he sent it over. He was in Mir for some time. And then his parents asked him to come back, what in those days they called a tachlis, and go into business. But before he went back, he decided he wants to go and see the Chofetz Chaim. Didn't think he'll have the opportunity another time to go back to Eastern Europe. He wanted to visit the Chofetz Chaim. So it was winter, and he said the nearest station was quite a number of kilometers away from Radin. Radin was a claim of shtetl, was no train station there. He arrived there in the train station. It was in late at night. He was quite cold. He didn't know how to get from there to Radin. Train had been delayed. He met there, pumped his muzzle, the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim, and he was also going home. He shared a carriage. He was a Swiss boy. He wasn't used to that form of travelling. It was a horse-driven carriage, open, and the sleet was coming down. He was shivering. The time he arrived in Radin, it was around 2 in the morning. They had Gelez in Mir, they had Yitav and Amayiv. This person put him up. He said there was no heating in the room, but there was a blanket and a bed to go into. And he said, you can't have a Amayiv like that. Yeshiv Shemayiv from the Mir in those days. He'd got to warm himself up. And then Yitav and Amayiv, the Koyach to be Mechavan. So he put himself under the covers. Next thing he knew, it was well after dawn. He'd forgotten all about the Maariv. He got up and he went in the morning, having Shachris, and after Shachris he went to see the Chofetz Chaim. Came in, the Chofetz Chaim was only very weak, but huge queues. There was a bit of a queue, some one person after the other. He came along, the Chofetz Chaim said to him, Bocha, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom. I want to ask you something. Scribes in English. He said, you know, nowadays you go to the shops and you pay some money. If you pay a zloty, a small coin, a penny too little, the shopkeeper will give it to you. Or you'd be very particular to get every half p of change. Yet, when I was a young boy, growing up here, so a penny here, a penny there, it didn't make much difference. I didn't have exactly the right amount. Take it. Oh, yeah. People move better. Why is it that today people are not? He said, you know, I heard all about the Kedusha of the Chofetz Chaim. He said, and about his you know, all Kaddish. He starts asking me about the economics of the country, a question. I didn't know what was going on. I looked, she said, I'm at the right address. Is this the caller? Yeah, the caller. Didn't know. So I stood there and I didn't answer. So I said, I'll explain it to you. When I was a young child, before the communists had taken over and everything, before the First World War, things were running smoothly. The people were wealthy. The forestry business was great. There was quite a bit of mining going on. There was plenty of money around, so a penny here, a penny there didn't matter. But today, with such shortages, queues for food, queues for everything, every penny makes all the difference. Every half p makes a difference. Every zloty. And therefore, people are very particular. Now, I looked at the Kovac guy and I thought, should I thank for an economics lesson? What's he told me? So I just stood there. And the Kovac guy then said to me the following. I want to tell you something. In days gone by, when Yidden was Shema Teo Mitzvahs, before that scholar, Chilul Shabbos was a rarity. Everybody was Shema Shabbos. Boti medroshim were full, kevei etim latayra. So a ma'ariv here and a ma'ariv there didn't matter so much. But in today's world where there's so few, so many people are being drawn away by the various isms that were going around, by the various ideals, and we've got so few b'nei Torah, every ma'ariv is of great value. He said, well, this was worth a kodesh of the Kovac Chaim. He said, but when he said it, he said, you remember that last night I didn't have a ma'ariv, he was quite right. He said, I don't, he didn't want to explain. Yes, was it worth a kodesh of the Kovac Chaim? But the message was there. And I think this is the Reb Chaim Vital, what the Arizal told. And Molly could say, yeah, it's a place of Madrigas. Today, the smallest level, where there's so little around, is a fantastic value. And the Klippers and the Miskabi, every bit counts. Now, Makut Suzaman, we give you the opportunity to share in it. Baruch Hashem, Aleo Shishi. We don't know what the great value is. The grace and the freshness and the shamas, Vaisha Ginskat Shvai, should be both in Macholi. Sayyid the Machal Ruchni, Sayyid the Machal Gash.